It's hard to imagine that a place once known for mining iron would become an area that was later recognized for growing bountiful crops. That's exactly what happened here. And thanks to that fact, you may just get one of your favorite holiday dishes. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Glenn Reed helps oversee a farm that is over a century and a half old.
A.D. Makepeace Cranberry Company was started by Abel Dennison Makepeace. It was started about the mid-1800s.
This area of southeast Massachusetts was known for producing iron, though.
It wasn't a very good iron. It was found in the marshes up here. And what they'd do is they'd actually float the iron down these canals and down to the mills down below and make nails and cannonballs, things like that.
But in the latter half of the century, better iron was found to the west, and another industry, so to speak, moved in.
So a lot of the iron mills around here closed up and went out to Pennsylvania, left this area open for growing cranberries. It was a good area for growing cranberries. A lot of swamps, cedar swamps, maple swamps, brown brush swamps, that were easily converted into cranberry bogs.
Cranberries grew naturally around the swamps here, so early farmers knew this would be a good location to begin larger production of the crop.
Cranberries take a lot of water and a lot of sand, which we have both of. So in the 1800s, you needed the water. You need to have the berries flooded different parts of the day, certain times of the year, for irrigation, for frost, and for winter floods.
Today, production has changed, although the sandy soils and ample water of the area are still a great asset. Next time, we'll look at just how the operation works on the largest such farm in the country. As we travel the countryside in Wareham, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.